House Democrats clearing a crucial hurdle in their drive to expand the government's power over Wall Street, even as African-American lawmakers warned they would use their votes as leverage to secure more economic help to minorities. The House Financial Services Committee has voted to impose new restrictions on big Wall Street institutions and to demand greater openness from the nation's Fed, the Federal Reserve setting the stage for a final passage next week on a broader and sweeping piece of regulatory legislation. The committee approved the measure 3127 along party lines. The 10 members of the Congressional Black Caucus on the panel boycotted the vote. Had they voted with Republicans, the bill would have failed. Joining us now from Washington, Southern California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a member of the caucus which boycotted the vote. Congresswoman Waters, thank you very much for being with us, and tell us what's going on there.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. The Congressional Black Caucus members, and I'm sure other members, but particularly Congressional Black Caucus members, are just bombarded with requests for help from the small businesses in our community that are failing, who can't get any capital, who can't get any bailout. We also bombarded with requests for help for loan modifications, for people who are losing their homes. And of course, the joblessness is off the scale, in the African American community. And they're basically saying, help us. What can we do? What can you guys do? And so finally, we understood that we've got to step outside the box. And we have got to use our influence a lot better than we're doing in this Congress. We have cooperated with everybody. We supported the bailout. We support the administration. But we're leaving behind these distressed communities where black and youth are employed to the tune of 35% and 40%. And even in the overall African-American community, it exceeds the national unemployment rate. Because we're 17.4% to 10.2%. And so we have to make it clear that we must do something to help with all this devastation that's going on. So we did. We just kind of said we can't play ball anymore. We've got to back out of this, and began to show you how you can help us to increase employment, to support small business, and to generate some opportunities. To that end, we took a look at some of the industries in the African-American community that provide jobs and the communications that's needed. We looked at the automobile dealers, for example, who at one time we had about 600 of them. Now they're down 50% to about 300 and losing, closing down fast. No access to capital. We bailed out the manufacturers who had the financing arms for the floor plans. That's the funding for these automobile dealerships, but nobody thought about what do we do about these small dealers and how we extend the bailout to them. So they're very important in the African-American community. Not only do they create jobs, they support our nonprofits, and they're very important. It's one of the most profitable type businesses that we've had to stabilize in the black community. We looked at our radio stations and our newspapers. They don't get advertising from government. Government spends billions of dollars on advertising. The Army alone in its recruitment efforts just spends over $57 million, but none of that ever goes to black newspapers or black radio stations. We're saying some of this stuff doesn't cost you any money. Just what about parity? What about fairness? That will help us to maintain our businesses and to create jobs, and we go down the list and show them how a lot of this can be done. We don't want a community that continues to come apart and everybody's looking for welfare. We're talking about support for businesses the same way we supported those too big to fail businesses that we bailed out. We can do something similar, not nearly as much money. And again, and looking at the way government spends the money that it already spends and making sure that it's just fair in doing that. So we're looking at all of those things and getting pretty tough about it.
Not only is unemployment a big issue here in Los Angeles, but also the credit availability, according to the business people we talked to, still pretty much also at the top of the list. What would you propose to turn things around, a jobs bill, and what about the lending side of the equation?
Well, you know, the banks have literally slapped us in our face. The big banks in particular, who came and got this bailout money and then went back and started to cut back on the credit, just on credit card holders and limiting their credit. People who had maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 limits, they cut back by 50%. They increased the interest rates. And for small businesses, they just dried up the money, and they are not making money available for inventory and for personnel and that kind of thing. This administration needs to get tough with the banks. And they need to say to them, we bailed you out and we expect you to perform. If you don't perform, we're going to start looking at stuff like what we do to limit your ability to increase our interest rates. We can put a cap on interest rates. Government doesn't want to do that, but they have to start making sure that the banks understand that we're not going to let them continue to do what they're doing.
In fact, we just spoke to Congresswoman Louise Slaughter about the proposed cap there of 16%, which is going to be considered. Do you think that might go through this time around?
I don't know, but people are pretty sick of these banks and pretty fed up with them, and it may be that they've just backed themselves into a point in time where a lot of people will support some idea of a cap on interest rates.
I've talked to some members of Congress who they themselves have had their credit lines reduced.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And all of us have gotten notices from our credit card people saying that they're going to increase our interest rate.
So you yourself perhaps also impacted by all this?
Yes, I got a notice on a couple of my credit cards saying that, like it or not, and in so many words, if you don't like it, you can stop your business with us right now.
Isn't that something? Yes, and take it or leave it, right?
One of them we've had one of the credit cards for 30 years.
Isn't that something? Ben Bernanke before the Senate panel, do you think he will be reconfirmed?
I don't know. He's coming at a time when people are just kind of fed up with what is going on in this economic meltdown. And he happened to be presiding when the subprime market went wild. And somehow it just passed him by. He didn't get it. He didn't move in fast enough. So he's at great risk.
Southern California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thank you very much for joining us here in the KNX Business Hour.